Welcome back. You're here with David Faisal on QR Calgary and More Than Money. Interesting show today. Of course, taxes. I think the thing that people can take away from this is taxes are a full year strategy. It happens all the time. Now, taxes are one of the things we have to worry about, but there's some things we can strategize about. But there's lots going on in the markets, geopolitically, in economies this year that we're going to have to keep our eye on the ball, because there could be some stuff that gets a bit dicey and derails us here. Let's talk about some of those issues.
So let's use an analogy. So when I was on vacation, I was on the beach, my family was in the ocean,
yep.
And I would start taking out my phone and I would have a view of the entire beach, my family in the water. I can see the whole landscape, and then slowly I start to zone in and zoom into that, just to my family itself. Okay. When you are looking at what's going to be happening and what to be concerned about in 2024, many Canadians will start off with their lens zoomed in locally and think that's going to be the biggest issues that's going to impact their investments or their financial portfolio.
Right. And now when you say locally, do you mean provincially, municipally, or even nationally?
Yes.
Okay. I think that's the right answer.
Yes.
Right.
Our taxes have gone up for our houses by 7% in the city of Calgary. Oh my God, the markets are gonna,
right.
The markets don't care about Calgary.
Right.
Oh, Alberta and their issues, whatever it may be, talk about pension plan. The markets, the global economy doesn't give two you-know-whats about Alberta.
Right.
In fact, the markets don't even care about Canada. So start to zoom out on your lens. And let's look at some of the key things that actually can make issues or concerns, things that I'm thinking about, that I'm focusing on when I look at managing a global portfolio. Mm-hmm. I'm not just investing in Calgary.
Right.
I'm not just investing in Alberta or Canada. I'm global. I can go anywhere in the world. So let's start looking at some of the things that people need to be concerned about. First and foremost, I believe it's just over half of the world's population, 40 nations, are going to go through an election this calendar year.
Right.
So.
Political risk.
Get ready for some political risk.
Right.
Okay. One thing we are not fully convinced yet is how one of the biggest drivers of global economic growth, which is the American consumer, are they going to continue doing what they're doing by spending? Or are they going to capitulate?
Now, why is that important? Why is American consumer important? Because we get questions about this a lot.
Correct. Okay. So largest economic superpower in the world,
yep,
is the U.S. In the U.S. economy, almost 2/3 to 3/4 of the economy is consumer driven. Mm-hmm. So they have a lot of play in this. They have a lot of play in this.
Yeah, I agree. And consumers in general, in any developed economy, Canada included, about 3/4, right? 2/3 to 3/4 of the economy is driven by our spending.
And if we look at the American consumer, they will dictate not only what's happening in the United States, but what the demand of imports and exports globally,
exactly,
will be.
Yep. You talk about oil. What about the U.S. consumer and driving, right? All of these things can...
Everything.
It starts with the U.S. consumer.
Their behavior will drive,
right,
a lot.
Yeah. So no matter what you're focused on. Okay. So will they capitulate or not? They've been strong to this point. We'll have to wait and see, but you better keep your eye on the ball there.
Who's the second largest economy?
China.
Okay. Should we focus on them? Because, you know, we said Canada, not as relevant globally.
Right.
China, number two.
Even if you're not invested in China, why is China important?
They are the biggest consumer of goods when it comes to raw goods. And they are the biggest exporter of goods when it comes to stuff that we buy.
Yep.
And they're a major influence in the region where it has more than, I believe, 55% of the global population.
Right.
So if you have that kind of influence, a little bit of attention should be paid to it.
Well, and it affects Canada, right? So Canada, as an exporter of things like oil or raw materials, guess who the biggest consumer of raw materials and importer of oil is? China has an influence on those prices. So why do we need to be concerned about China, even if we don't invest in China or go to China or travel? Because of that. What about Europe? Who's the biggest trading partner for the European Union?
Yeah.
China, right? So if you're invested globally and you're outside of North America, which is also influenced by China, you know, these are markets that are affected by how the Chinese economy is performing.
So I think when you look at China and keep an eye on their housing issues, keep an eye on this housing, we'll call it a crisis for lack of a better word, but there's a lot of speculation, a lot of issues there. Just be prepared to understand what is happening in that country, because as speculation bubbles can happen, or if there's a major crash or a slowdown, we all know if your house price goes up in value, you have more confidence, you'll spend more money,
right,
no matter where you are in the world. The Chinese economy is no different.
Right.
If there's problems in their real estate world, there are going to be problems in their spending. It's going to be a big problem. So take a look at that. You and I debate about this a lot. Europe. Mm-hmm. Germany has had the worst performance amongst all the economies in 2023. Germany is the biggest influence in the Eurozone.
Yep.
I'm not a big fan of Europe as a overall economy, but they are, as the Eurozone, if you combine all the countries together,
yeah,
they are the number one economic superpower. They're That's bigger right. than the United States
right.
when they're working together.
Right.
And I say that again. When they're working together.
Right.
And here comes the problem. I think that's where we're going to see supply chain issues. Germany's known for exports of their goods, such as vehicles.
Yep.
EVs have not been German-based. That's causing some problems in their economy for manufacturing, so on and so forth. Be prepared. Watch what's happening in Europe with a closer view of Germany, because they will have an influence on the entire Eurozone.
Yeah, agreed. Interest rates in Japan, you know, they're trying to get out of the negative interest rate cycle they've been in for decades. Well, their central bank manipulation of not just the bond markets, but also the stock markets, right? We got to keep an eye on Japan. It's a large economy. It would be third in line behind China at almost $5 trillion.
When you look at what's happening, think about when you have negative interest rates and other countries have positive interest rates. You'll send your money, your currency, your domestic currency, and buy foreign bonds for a better interest rate.
Right.
So now you're selling your local currency to buy a foreign currency to buy a foreign bond. Okay. Now, if interest rates rise, you're going to repatriate that money. When you bring that money back into your country, you're selling foreign currency, buying domestic currency. Now you're going to not only impact your own, keep in mind Japan is one of the biggest creditors.
Right.
One of the biggest creditors in the world
right.
because of their negative interest rates.
Right.
As you repatriate money or currency back to domestic currency, you now start to put a little bit of a tremble, maybe even an earthquake. Might even be a tsunami going around the currency market
right.
in other parts of the world.
If it happens too
so quickly, be yeah. prepared to see what's happening with Japan. I think also India, Dave, they are now going to be looked as the growth engine of the world. China slowing down. India has had a great few years, mm-hmm. their growth rate. Again, they're going into an election, so we will see what happens there. Can they live up to the expectation that India is going to be the growth of all? So I think those areas, when you look at it, when the American consumer, the housing issues in China, see how Europe is performing and how they're a laggard potentially, the negative rates to positive rates in Japan, and look at India. Notice I haven't mentioned Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? If you want to focus on Canada, you know where you worry about? Mexico. I've been pounding the table to look out for Mexico for a long time, so be prepared for that.
Okay, let's wrap it up. We've got a seminar coming up here on Tuesday, January 23rd. Why don't you give us the deets?
Yep, 7 p.m. The deets, that was really good. Tuesday, January 23rd, 7 p.m. at Country Hills Golf Club. You do need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
On behalf of Faisal and myself, thank you for joining us for another edition of More Than Money on QR Calgary. We'll talk to you next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.